Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon. It's 5 minutes past midday and you're on Joy's very own show about pets, Pets Aloud.
It's perfect match. Now welcome the star of our show,
Kevin Newman.
Oh, that was incredibly cheesy. Thank you to Oz for putting that together.
Kevin, matchmaker you.
Yes, I am Kevin. And joining me in the studio today is the delightful and wonderful Kate Holter.
I'm not going to be Dexter the robot or whoever.
No, you're not going to be? Oh, come on. And you might be wondering why we were doing the perfect match theme.
We're talking all things adoption and finding your perfect match. Each and every animal we have at the Lost Dogs Home is unique. No two are alike. There is someone or some... a dog for everyone. And today on Pets Aloud, we were wanting to help people find their perfect canine match.
So, Kate, you have two dogs at the moment.
I do, yes.
And we are just talking about dogs today. Next, we're going to be talking about cats. Tell us, how did you feel when you first met them? How did you sort of realise that they were the perfect dogs for you?
I think you just feel that connection. I just felt, yeah, connected to them. With Tess, I kept running into her in the shelter. I don't normally run into the same dog all the time simply because I don't work in the shelter. So it was really unique that I did. I ran into her like on three or four different occasions and I just felt that, you know, she was meant to come home with me and it has been, you know, exactly the right decision. And, of course, Molly I fostered. So well, I fell in love with her while I was fostering her. So
you had that connection.
You had that connection. What about you, Kev, with your dogs?
Yeah, Cinder, it was the same. When I first met her, she was just with her litter of the other puppies. And she was just sort of wandering around by herself, doing her own thing, going, I don't need to be with all these other little ones. I'm going to go and be adventurous. So yeah. That was...
That appealed to me,
yeah. And she was quite small at the time. Mm. She was the runt of the litter. And then Sprocket, it was kind of the same. I kept running into him at the shelter and he had holds on him, two holds on him actually. And then I was like, oh, okay, just put that one out of my mind. He's gone.
Someone else's dog, yeah.
That's right. And then the next day he was still there and no holds on him. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's meant to be. So yeah, we quickly arranged for Cinder to come and meet him and then he came home that night. But we want to hear from you. You can SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Let us know your adoption stories.
We'd love to hear about them.
We would love to hear about your adoption with dogs this week. Just dogs.
Yeah.
Next week we're going to be talking about cats. So if you're a cat lover out there, if you adopted a cat, let us know next week.
Yeah, save the cat story for next week.
That's right. But also coming up on Pets Aloud today.
Your perfect match could be out there. Keep your ears glued to the speakers, your radio tuned, as we preview five of our current adoption candidates through the show.
If you're thinking about adopting a dog but not sure where to start, we'll give you the lowdown on what to do before adopting and when that big day arrives.
And we'll also hear from Steve, one of our amazing adoption and animal attendants, and Shari, a first-time adopter, about her adoption experience.
And we'll provide you with some useful tips on what to do once the adoption is complete and you arrive home.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
Kate, the month of July came to a close and with that was the National De-sexing Month as well.
Exactly. So July was the National De-sexing Month and that's an initiative of the National De-sexing Network, which asked, you know, lots of different vet clinics across Australia to take part in the National De-sexing Month by offering discount de-sexing fees. And the Lost Dogs Home was really happy to take part in that project. We find that one of the barriers for people not de-sexing their pet, I guess especially those people on healthcare cards and pensioners, is the cost. That is a real barrier. So by offering a discounted rate, we hope that it encourages people to come in and de-sex their pets. And that's certainly what we found at the home. We had a really good take-up. We had people come in from outer suburbs of Melbourne with, you know, the mother cat and all her kittens and got them all de-sexed. And that's really important for, like, a cat, for example. They, you know, an unde-sexed cat and her mate can produce, you know, and none of her offspring are de-sexed as well. They can produce 20,000 cats in about 2 years. So,
jeez, that's a lot of cats.
So it's a really important thing and we're really happy with the results.
And with National Desexing Month coming to a close, we move into August, which is National Dental Health Month or Pet Dental
Month for everything.
There is a month for everything. It is Pet Dental Health Month. All throughout this month, we're going to be looking at your pet's teeth. Mm-hmm. So last week we did talk about dogs and cats and rabbits as well. But this week we put a story up on our website at dogshome.com with some more information on keeping your pet's teeth healthy. So a few different things you can do is to check their breath. So if it's a bit smelly, there's generally a bit of an issue going on there. Inspecting their teeth once a week, brushing their teeth if you feel inclined to do so, or if your vet's recommended that as well. A good diet and good treats that are sort of good for their teeth, and listening in and figuring out what kind of the disorders are that can be affecting your pet. So we've got a podcast up there with Dr. Alan Bolton from the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic, and knowing the signs of oral disease, so what to look out for, and also organising an annual dental health check. Now, this can go when you're doing your vaccinations each year. You can do an annual health check. You should include dental health check with that as well. Now, on Pets Allowed, every week we do like to feature a dog or cat up for adoption. This week we're going to be featuring quite a few, but let's jump straight into our first one.
This week's Pet of the Week.
It's time to introduce our gorgeous Pet of the Week, and she is quite a small Pet of the Week.
She is. She's a very petite little lady. Her name is Minnie, and that actually suits her stature. Minnie is a miniature pincher cross, so they're very sort of petite little dogs. She's a lovely tan colour. She's 8 years old, so she's a mature girl as well, but that doesn't slow her down. She's actually quite active and still certainly enjoys a brisk walk or a good run in the park. She loves to be patted and loved, so she's a really affectionate dog as well. We think because she's of a smaller stature that, you know, young children that love to give an overabundance of hugs and perhaps don't know those boundaries, she's probably better with older children or at home without children. But she really is a lovely dog, and really worth meeting. She's at our North Melbourne shelter at Gracie Street. If you're interested in finding out more about Minnie, you'll find her there on our website at dogshome.com. Her ID number is 975478, and you can also contact the home on 9329 2755 for more information as well. So that's Minnie, a miniature pincher cross, and she's 8 years old.
We're coming into the show today. We are talking all about dog adoption. So don't forget, you can SMS us in 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au when you hear your stories about adoption for dogs, and also if you've got any questions as well. All throughout Pets Allowed today, Kate and I are going to be giving you the knowledge
and
the tips on how to find your perfect canine match. We are going to have another canine match adoption
dog
coming up very soon. But right now, Kate, what is so special about sharing your life with a dog?
Oh, it's the best, isn't it, Kevin? You know too. Like it's. I always think like a house just feels empty without a dog, or a house is not a home without a dog. It's a really special companionship. It's a special presence, and it's look, you're just sharing your life with something really special, and they love you, of course. You know, they have that, you know, just adore. They adore you.
Unconditional
That's
love.
That's the word I'm searching for. Yeah,
they just look at you with those eyes.
I know.
I'm not going to judge you, Dad.
I know. I just love you, and sometimes I walk past them, and I just go, oh, you're just so lovely. And I have to give them a pat. So, look, if you've got the time and it's the right time in your life and the right environment, I can't recommend it enough.
And they encourage you to get out of the house as well.
Yeah.
And meet people. And we got a message in from Jeremy, who he's talking about finding his perfect match, which is the lovely Frankie. So Jeremy used to work at a shelter, so he fostered and raised over 30 puppies last year for shelters and rescues. Frankie was the first puppy that he fostered this year, and she was only 4 weeks old when she was rescued from a box that she was dumped. She was dumped in a box at the shelter. Jeremy has a few mental health issues, which she has helped him with, and she's now in training to actually be his psychiatric service dog. So Frankie, forced him to leave the apartment after 4 weeks of not leaving or talking to anyone. She gave him the confidence to talk to people again. He always said that he would never own a dog because he just wanted to keep fostering, but there was no way that he was going to give her up. So that's definitely the thing.
Wonderful story.
You know, when you meet that dog, you just know they're the one for you, and you're not going to give them up. So
that's right.
We're going to help you do that.
We certainly are. We're going to help you set you off on the right foot of finding your perfect canine match, or your best friend that is dog, because we know that there is, that, you know, that like you know, like finding your mate in life, that there is a dog for everyone out there. There's so many different.
And cat lovers, don't fret. We are going to be talking about cats next week, just to make sure you remember that. Right now we are just talking about dogs, though.
But the best thing to do, like when you are considering adopting a dog, is to sit down with any members that you, of your family or your friends or, you know, your shared household, to talk through the fact that you want to adopt a dog and go through everything, because everyone needs to be on board and everyone needs to consider the impact of bringing a dog into your life, of adopting a dog.
So some of the things to consider is, how much time do you have to devote to the animal each day and each week? And remember that it is a lifetime commitment. So between 10 and 15 years.
That's right, absolutely. And there is a cost involved too. It's an ongoing cost. So you need to consider whether you can cover, you know, the day-to-day things like food.
Council registration.
Council registrations. But also, you know, can you, if it's an emergency, can you afford the veterinary bills as well?
Is your house suitable for a dog? Do you have adequate space, a fence for the dog that you're into? Like, you know, if you're into that sort of breed, if you want an active breed, do you have a yard for them to run around in, that kind of thing? If you're renting, do you have permission to own a pet? So definitely consider that kind of stuff as well.
And also, you know, your family, health and safety. So, you know, if you've got people with allergies that live with you, make sure that you know, no dog is really truly hypoallergenic, but there's dogs that don't shed hair that make it easier for people who do are sensitive, I guess. And, you know, if you've got children, consider a dog that may be more tolerant with children, or just, you know, not as active. And if you're considering, you know, having a family, you haven't got kids now, but to look ahead and to train your dog appropriately for a dog that might suit a family.
Another thing to consider is your lifestyle and whether it's appropriate for the breed of dog that you're looking for. Do you want a snuggle companion by the couch? Do you want an active dog that's going to get out and running with you? Or do you just want a dog that's going to be a bit of both? You need to think of that as well.
There's so much to consider, yeah.
Now we have another lovely adoption candidate for you at our North Melbourne shelter, and it's the lovely senior lady named... Also Minnie.
Yeah, Minnie. Yeah, another Minnie. Yeah. So, but Minnie is a Staffy, a very petite Staffy cross. She's at our North Melbourne shelter, as Kevin said. She's also 8 years. We've got some of the oldies here at the moment. She's a lovely tan colour with a nice sort of darker muzzle. She's very, very sweet, very friendly. And like a lot of Staffy, she's actually quite vocal. They like to talk to you a little bit.
They sure do.
Yeah. So she's a really enthusiastic dog. They're also, Staffies are quite active, so they enjoy a lot of exercise. They're really good loyal dogs. They're attached to you, and you know, you'll be their everything. So she's probably will benefit also from ongoing training, because they are so active and enthusiastic. To be able to have them under control with some training would be great. So Minnie's at our North Melbourne shelter. Her ID number is 855 846, and you can find out more at dogshome.com.
Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Stephen, who's one of our adoption staff members at our North Melbourne shelter. You're on Pets Allowed.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Want to be seen and heard at all the big LGBTIQ events across the community now and into 2015? Become a Joy sponsor and have your message heard by a potential 300,000 plus Joy listeners every month. Call Mark or Mike in Joy's sponsorship team right now on 1300-JOY-949. Do it now, 1300-569-949.
And all throughout Pets Allowed today, we are talking about finding your perfect canine match through adoption. We were just talking about some of the things to consider when prior to adopting. Yeah. So before you come down to the shelter... Yeah, thinking it through when you're thinking about it. Mm. Right now, you know, you might have decided, yes, we're going to adopt. What
Ready.
Do you do when you come down to the shelter, Kate? Where do you start?
Well, you come down to the shelter. You can actually look online, of course, firstly. Like Lost Dogs Home has all their dogs and cats are available for adoption on dogshome.com. But if you come into the shelter, you see something you like, you can bring your family members along. That's really important. So everyone...
especially if there's kids involved.
Exactly, yeah, because you've all got a bond with that animal and make a decision together. And if you have a dog already, bring them as well, because they also need to bond and you need to make sure that those two will get on together.
If you're renting, make sure you've got permission from your landlord, and we want to see that, obviously, because we can make sure that you are allowed to have a dog. You might need to bring a collar and a lead.
That's
if you
right,
are
if
going
got
to adopt
that already, yeah, bring that. But you can actually purchase that from the shelter as well. I guess, you know, get informed, look on our website for our opening times, make sure that you're there, and give yourself plenty of time to look.
Yeah,
as well. It's not something you want to rush.
That's right. You want to make sure you sort of sit with the dog, talk to, you know, play with them, talk to the adoption staff. You might might want to meet two, three different dogs at the time.
Exactly.
And that kind of thing. So there's definitely a lot to think about. There are people there, obviously, to answer your questions if you do have any questions.
Yes, they're only too happy to help you answer any questions. And sometimes they're really good at knowing the dogs as well. So they can sometimes, if you listen to, you know, your needs, what you're looking for in a dog, they can guide you towards something that perhaps going to suit your home and your lifestyle. So they really are knowledgeable, and they often have known those dogs for at least, you know, a few weeks. So they get to know them really well and what sort of dog would suit different people.
And also with all the sort of paperwork and stuff, we'll handle that sort of thing. It can take up to about an hour depending on how busy it is when you come down. So yeah, definitely consider that and put some time aside when you are coming actually down to the shelter. Now, Kate, earlier this week you caught up with one of our animal attendants, Stephen.
I did.
And he was sort of took you through some of the different things that happen in the adoption area.
I'm Stephen. I'm an animal attendant at the Lost Dogs Home, and yeah, I mostly work in the adoptions area there.
How long have you worked at the home, Stephen?
I've worked here for about 2.5 years now.
Do you enjoy it? It must be quite a good thing to do to help people find a dog and adopt a dog. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do. Most of the time it's really good to help people clear up any questions they have and trying to match them up with a dog that's going to be right for their lifestyle. Yeah, I really enjoy seeing the happy new beginnings and the new dogs playing with their prospective new brothers or sisters as well. So, yeah.
So what sort of questions do you get from people who come in to adopt?
A lot of them they're trying to match with their lifestyle, so they're trying to work out if they're good indoors or if they're going to be more an outdoor dog, or if they're going to be good with cats, with kids, grooming requirements, feeding requirements, just trying to get a general feel of the different breeds of dog and the dogs that we have in particular, I suppose.
Do you think they're surprised by the range of dogs that we have here at sometimes? Like how many, I guess, the quality of dogs that we have as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people have a view of a stray dog as sort of a mangy thing or something like that. But the reality is we have every type of dog from, you know, crossbreed mutt things to purebred dogs that have come and they've just lost their way from home and haven't been able to find their way back. So, yeah.
Do you think a lot of people come here who have adopted in the past? Like I've found that before that, you know, some people have adopted here once and they've had that dog for 10 to 12 years and then they come back because they've had such a good experience, or they've heard that other people have had good experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we get a lot of people coming back after having had their dog for a couple of years and they've decided, you know, they're well settled and happy at home now, but they'd like to give them a friend. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they've had a dog they've had for forever and it's passed away and they've decided to get a new dog to fill the hole in their lives, I suppose.
Does it take some people a few visits to find the right dog, or do people understand that sometimes, you know, to find their perfect match or the one that they connect with can take a few visits?
Yeah, it really makes me happy when I see people who are willing to come in, do a bit of research, see what sort of dogs are out there and try and find the right dog for them. And we do get that. Sometimes people will come in week after week or even a couple of days on the trot and just trying to see to get the right match. Yeah, it's good.
And a lot of people I find also view the dogs on our website before they come in, so they have an idea of which dog that they're interested in. Do you find that? And also some people come in with one dog in mind but end up going home with another because they've had a connection with a different dog than they thought.
Yeah, all of the above. So we get a lot of people who've looked ahead on the websites and yeah, they come in thinking they're going to take one dog and then they could march out the door with a completely different dog. So sometimes they're looking for something maybe wasn't right for them, or maybe sometimes they've been looking for something and something else has just taken their fancy from, you know, its personality or something like that.
It's something about that connection, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a special adoption story that you want to share with us?
Well, I've adopted both of my dogs.
That's right.
From here. So that's pretty special, obviously. Yeah, there's been a few special ones through the years as well. There's one in particular I remember. She was a Rottweiler cross and she came in very, 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 very shy. And we did a lot of work with her in the behaviour rehabilitation area. And, yeah, we tried for a long time to find the right home for her. And when we finally got her a home, it was pretty emotional time. But she's, you know, she's come out of it really well and she's got a really loving family now. And that's one that's always going to stick with me, I suppose. It's quite a few like that.
Yeah. And that must be the most rewarding part of your job, to do that, to turn the lives around of these dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Gives them a second chance at a new life, really.
And that was one of our awesome adoption team members, Stephen, at our North Melbourne shelter. If you're looking at adopting, you can come down to our shelters this weekend. North Melbourne is 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne. And we also have a shelter in Echuca. If you like going away for the weekend, it's a lovely place to go. That is at 520 Mackenzie Road. Now, if you come down to our North Melbourne shelter, you might just meet our next adoption candidate. Is it Dana?
Dana.
Dana,
yeah, that's
the lovely
right.
American Bulldog cross Dana.
What a beautiful face.
She does have a lovely face. She's 3 years and 5 months old. She's beautiful, gentle nature, and it's quite hard to resist. She had some previous training beforehand, and she's quite well behaved and looking for her forever home. She's quite large, but she does like a hug and a cuddle, and we'll try and sit on your lap.
She's
a bit big for that, but she will try nonetheless. She needs an owner that will ensure she keeps her doggy manners, and she has a little bit of a skin condition, which is happening at the moment, but she's been checked over by our vets, and she's got the all clear, and you will just need to keep an eye on that, and she might need some veterinary care.
And she's American Bulldog Cross?
Yes.
You say that?
I did say that
at the
start.
She's a brindle colour. I'm trying to paint the picture. She's a brindle colour with a nice white blaze down her face and a white chest. So.
She is absolutely gorgeous. If you want to check her out, you can go onto our website, which is dogshome.com, and or call our North Melbourne shelter 0393292755 or come and visit her 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne. Coming up, you've just adopted. What do you do now? Where do you go from here?
Life begins.
G'day, this is Mike Larkin, Weather Guy, Channel 10. Best thing about being the weather presenter, you can be wrong and still get paid. But more importantly, we love listening to Pets Aloud every Fridays from noon.
Throughout the program today, we are talking about adopting dogs.
Yes.
We do want to hear from you. If you want to tell us your adoption story, you can SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. So, Kate, you've just adopted. Kev. You've arrived home with your lovely new addition to your family.
It's a big moment, isn't it?
It is a rather big moment. And I'm sure the first thing that most of us will do, upload to social media.
Photos. Take those photos. This is my new baby. Show everyone. So,
that's right. Yeah. Lots of pats, lots of cuddles. Obviously not too many, depending on how the dog's feeling. They might be a bit uncomfortable in a new situation.
And you need to allow them that space. So, and then, of course, there's introductions. If those people, you know, who haven't been in there to help you choose the dog, you need any other children, maybe some neighbours, friends and family, they can all come around. So, yeah. Introducing them to everyone.
And then, of course, if you have other pets. So if you did have another dog, you should have brought them down to the shelter with you so that they can meet off territory, basically, so that they get
neutral
along
territory.
A bit nicer. Yeah, it is neutral territory. So, yeah, but also you might have a cat at home. You might have a rabbit. You might have a guinea pig.
That's right.
You've got to introduce them slowly. So making sure it's a positive experience, of course. So plenty of treats involved. Keep them on leads to start off with. If you can, take them for a quick walk around the block together. Just give them that time to get adjusted.
That's right. And if you have any trouble, obviously the staff at the home can help you with that. And there's lots of advice before you take them home. And the first night, what to do? Like, that's the big thing. Like, you know, do you have them in the bedroom with you? Do you lock them in the laundry? I guess the most important thing is to consider what you're going to do in the long term. So to keep it consistent from the very first night, where that dog is going to sleep, what routine you're going to have. And the following day, I guess, if you're home, that would be great so that you can have that time together to settle in. I think that's probably the best bet.
That's why a weekend is a great time to adopt, because you can sort of think about having the day or, you know, school holidays, that kind of stuff as well. You know, they might be a young animal, or they might be older, but they might still cry and whine at night. It is a new environment for them. So just making sure that you're putting in that routine for it. Don't give in. Don't let them sleep on the bed from that, because you're setting up that sort of thing. You're giving in to them if you want to. So set your rules and boundaries. Know what those rules and boundaries are when you're coming into the adoption process and set those and follow those from
that's
day one.
That's right, yeah. And make sure they have it. I guess if they've got a nice bed, a soft bed, that's theirs. That's their space. They get to know that's their space. If you want to put music on or something like that, if they're in another room, you can do all of that to make them feel more comfortable. But it is a big adjustment for them, and it is a big adjustment for you, but it will get better.
And they will settle into a routine as well.
That's right, and that just takes as long as it takes.
Exactly. And then jumping into training and stuff as well. So, you know, sort of looking at, you know, getting into making sure they are doing the thing. You might need to re-toilet train. That's a big thing that happens after adopting from a shelter. We don't usually know whether or not they're toilet trained.
We have an idea sometimes, but generally speaking, we don't know. And it's important for developing that bond with your dog as well, the training. It's a great thing to do for that. And it gives you these extra, you know, all these commands and ways of managing that dog, which all leads to, you know, a much more enjoyable relationship.
Absolutely. But, yeah. We are going to be hearing from someone who has adopted quite recently about the first 2 weeks coming up soon, but also thinking about organising all of their stuff together. So vaccinations, all their paperwork, keeping a bit of a folder as well. So it's very, very important. Now, Kate, we have another adoption candidate to talk about today.
We have Buster. Now, Buster's in our Echuca shelter. He is a brindle American Bulldog cross. He's a quite a dark brown brindle with a white blaze. He's 1 year old. He's actually been with us for quite some time, so we'd really love to see Buster go home with someone. He's really would love a new family. He's bright and bubbly. He's pretty eager to please and he just wants a place to call home. He has had minimal training, so he will really benefit from some further obedience training to learn some basic doggy manners and even some tricks. He's pretty smart as well. Buster's easily overexcited, so he'd probably be best with a home that hasn't got small children because he will probably accidentally knock them over. He's a clever and medium-sized large dog, and he needs probably a room to move, a room in a yard or something to move around, or someone who can commit to lots of regular walks with Buster. So he's at our Echuca shelter. As Kevin said, it's a lovely place to visit if you wanted to have a weekend away and go up and meet Buster. That would be a great thing to do. And of course, Buster's not the only dog at our Echuca shelter. There are others as well. So to find out more about Buster, you can find him on our website at dogshome.com. His ID number 953541. August 2004, 10 years since the Marriage Act was amended to discriminate against LGBTI people who want to marry. Head to the Equal Love Rally on August 16 to make a stand and raise your voice in support of equal marriage rights. Simply meet at the State Library from 1 p.m. and bring your friends. For more information on the rally and the cause, go to equallove.info.
Now, many pet lovers will have fond memories of growing up with a dog or cat, but every so often at the Lost Dogs Home we meet someone who is embarking on that very special adventure for the first time.
Having spent her time researching and visiting shelters, it took a gorgeous little Tibetan spaniel named Tansy to catch first-time pet owner Shari's heart and encourage her to take the plunge into pet ownership. Kev caught up with Shari this week to see how the two were settling in together.
Joining me on the line is first-time pet owner Shari, who recently adopted the gorgeous Tibetan Spaniel Tansy from our North Melbourne shelter. Shari, tell us, has adoption always been considered as your first option?
Definitely. I mean, I appreciate that it's not necessarily right for everyone, but I just couldn't justify spending ridiculous amounts on a designer puppy when there's so many out there that need good homes.
And you eventually found the Lost Dogs Home when you were looking for your dog. What was the process like?
I'd sort of been looking for a while, checking all the websites and visiting different shelters. Yeah, when checked out the Lost Dogs Home and once I found her, you know, it was all kind of over after that. I had nothing ready at home since I'd never had a dog before, so they gave me 24 hours to go and get myself sorted, and then I went and picked her up the next day, had a good chat with the vet nurse about what I needed to know and do, and yeah, it's gone from there.
So it's been about 2 weeks now since you adopted Tansy. How is she settling in?
She's been pretty good. I've been assured that all the, you know, barking and whinging are just normal puppy things, and that I think I kind of won the puppy lottery, that she's pretty well behaved, good with people, house trained, and adorably cute.
She is, and you know, we have seen some photos of her in her new home, and she's come by and visited the shelter as well, so it's been great to see how she's been going. And you mentioned sort of the barking and the whinging at night, so there's some of the challenges that you've been facing?
Yeah, it's really hard to go to work or go to bed or anything which requires her to be on one side of the door and me on the other, but everyone assures me I'll slowly learn the limits of how long she copes for on her own and things like that. I think I'm just a bit of a softie.
So really, I mean, as she is your first dog, you are both learning throughout the experience.
Exactly. It's a learning curve for both of us.
So what is it like, though, to come home to the gorgeous Tansy?
It's really nice to come home to someone, have some company for going on walks, which we're allowed to do now, and company for watching TV. She likes Offspring, which is quite good.
You're on Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. We're currently talking to Shari, who is a first-time pet owner, having just adopted the gorgeous Tansy from our North Melbourne shelter. Now, what advice would you give to someone who is looking to adopt?
Do lots of research. I looked at a lot of websites, a lot of shelters, a lot of information about different breeds. It's really easy to fall in love with a dog that just looks cute, but if I did that, I probably would have ended up with a giant lab cross. It wasn't right for my house. And once you find the right one, it's about getting organised, getting all the things you need, making sure they've got food and a bed and bowls and all the really basic stuff, but really important stuff, because it's hard to explain to them when you bring them to a new home that actually I need to go out and buy you a bowl first. Give yourself that time to make sure you've got everything prepared and organised.
And throughout the adoption process, you had that support as well to sort of let you know the kind of things you were after?
Absolutely. I've been really lucky that I've got quite a few good friends who have dogs and have had quite a few dogs, so they've been able to give me a lot of advice. So between that and lots of research on the internet and parents who are really enthusiastic, even though they haven't had a dog for more years than I've been alive, it's been good to have lots of support.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and for joining us on the Pets Allowed today.
Pleasure.
That was first-time adopter Shari sharing her adoption experience adopting Tansy.
Absolutely. She's had, obviously, a lot of different things, learning, big learning curve for her, obviously, with a first-time pet owner. So she mentioned a couple of things, barking, whining at night, that kind of thing. It is all normal stuff that happen when your dog is settling in. And it's important just to set that routine and to work out what you want. You know, if your dog's whining at night, you leave them to do it. And, you know, take them out to the bathroom before you put them to bed, of course. But then don't, you know,
don't encourage or buy into that behaviour. Right. And even, like, and when they're stopped, it's actually sometimes it's a good idea to reward it, actually go in there when they aren't whining.
That's right, when they're quiet. Give them some treats or
that's
a reward.
Right. And training. Always, you know, seek out people who can help you with training.
That's right. Now, continuing on with our Perfect Match theme for this week, we have the lovely Baxter, who's a Beagle Cross at our North Melbourne shelter. He's 7 years, so we do have a lot of the 7 or 8 year olds at the moment. He's a lovely older dog with an easygoing nature. He's Beagle, so they have a bit of a short attention span sometimes. They love their food, but that's really good because then they're really good with training, but they can be a bit follow their nosy.
That's right. They put that nose down and nothing else matters. So it is a responsibility sometimes taking on a Beagle to be aware. You're fully aware, aren't you, Kat?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, I am fully aware of the joys of Beagledom, having a joint custody with Luna. Lovely Baxter. He's at a North American shelter. He's tricolour. He's got quite an expressive face. He's absolutely gorgeous. And obviously with the floppy ears, you need to make sure that you clean them out as well.
They're great personalities.
They do have great personalities and they're lovely, loyal dogs as well. You can find him on our website, which is dogshome.com, or you can visit him at our North Melbourne shelter, 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne. You can also call the shelter on 03 9329 2755.
Get social. See joy.org.au/petsallowed to follow us and chat all week long.
All throughout the program today, we have been talking about adoption.
That's right.
Specifically dog adoption.
Adopting that best friend that you could ever have.
So now, Kate, take us through the tips.
Just to recap those points, the top tips. Think adoption first. You know, there's some fantastic dogs in shelters like the Lost Dogs Home in need of homes, and that will make absolutely brilliant pets. Research the right type of dog for you, the breed, age, size, temperament. Even open your mind to something you may not have thought of for you, your family and your lifestyle. Visit and keep an eye out on our adoption page at dogshome.com. Have a good idea of the commitments and responsibilities of owning a dog. And again, you can go to our website and we can have some help with that, or we can talk through that with one of our adoption attendants. Invest the time into training and obedience. That really sets you up for success, both for you and your dog and your relationship going forward. Maintain exercise, quality diet, socialization, and make sure you visit your vet regularly for health checks.
Now, remember, we did cover off quite a number of dogs looking for homes at the moment, so you can check out our website at dogshome.com. But our pet of the week, our very special pet of the week, was the love Minnie, the Minnie Pin.
That's right.
And she was an 8 year old, quite tiny little dog. Yeah. She's at a North Melbourne shelter, so you can check her out on our website, dogshome.com. Special shout out to Tiger as well, who's been at our North Melbourne shelter for quite a while.
Tiger's he's a lovely dog. He's a boofy Staffy cross, but he has been with us for a while. We'd love to see Tiger go home with someone.
Exactly. Now, next week we are going to be looking about adopting cats.
Aww.
Bit of a different take on, you know, everyone loves their dogs, but we also love our cats.
That's right. And we have many lovely cats. And quite often it's our cats that stay with us a lot longer trying to find a home. So more people come to adopt dogs generally than cats. So we'll be shouting out for cats next week.
Thank you to Oz for producing the show, Shari for joining us and sharing her story, Stephen for taking us through adoptions, Kate for joining me on the show today. Hi. And she will be disappearing for 3 weeks, 4 weeks actually.
4 weeks, yeah.
As she heads overseas. You've been listening to Pets Aloud. Don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pet your cats. Thanks, Kev.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.